You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Latest with Maui. Americans coming home from Iran. More money to Ukraine. And there's no freedom of speech in Europe. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. Have you seen the pictures of Maui? The death toll now is at 36 people, hundreds missing. Clearly, that's the most important thing. Less important are the things that can't be replaced, like the famous banyan tree planted in 1873. It's 60 feet tall, but it's 2/3 of an acre wide. Or buildings. The Baldwin House was built in 1834, once hosted the Hawaiian royal family. Everything burned to the ground. When we think of people's livelihoods, tourism, it'll be a long time before tourism comes back to Lahaina. Billions of dollars in losses. Portable hotspots have been brought in to give people some cell phone coverage. Finally, hundreds of people spent the night at the airport trying to get out. This is so far the second deadliest wildfire behind the California campfire in 2018 that killed 85 people. After months of negotiations, Iran and the United States have reached an agreement that could see 5 U.S. citizens coming back home who have been detained in Iran. Quote, while this is an encouraging step, these U.S. citizens should never have been detained in the first place, said a U.S. official. So what does Iran get in exchange? $6 billion worth of Iranian assets that are held in a restricted account in South Korea due to U.S. sanction laws. We say that we're mandating Iran uses that money towards humanitarian causes, but there's no way that we could enforce a restriction like that. Biden says he's going to ask Congress for another $24 billion in aid to Ukraine. The Biden administration still says it remains unclear how much more funding Ukraine would need. Quote, we don't know how much longer this war is going to go on or how much more assistance we might need to support Ukraine. We won't be bashful about going back to Congress beyond the first quarter of next year if we feel like we need to do that. You should be. You need more bash. You should be full of bash. A CNN poll last week found for the first time a majority, 55% of Americans believe that Congress should not give more money to support Ukraine. This is getting a lot of attention. A 16-year-old girl was dragged from her home in England after she told a police officer, you look like my lesbian nana. And the mom claims, it's true, you do. You look like her nana, who is indeed married to a woman. But they don't have freedom of speech in England. The local police department says comments were made which resulted in the girl being arrested for suspicion of a homophobic public order offense. What in the world is that? They don't have freedom of speech in Europe. Hopefully we never lose it here. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden visited Arizona to tell everyone that it's hot there and climate change is real. I don't have any problem with that. Arizona is indeed a hot property and the heat is on worldwide as well. However, I don't believe Mr. Biden has any idea how to mitigate global warming, nor does his top climate change guy, John Kerry. What the left really wants is to increase government power over individuals by telling each of us what we can and can't do in our lives. In case you haven't noticed, climate change is being used to increase government entitlements to minorities, to increase federal spending beyond any capability to pay for alternative energy, and to marginalize all opposition. If you question man-made warming, you should be canceled immediately. For me, there is true danger. The planet is heating up, largely because China, India, and Russia continue their massive polluting, and the West cannot stop those countries. As far as the USA is concerned, I want the cleanest country possible, but I don't want totalitarians to take over in order to get there. Electric cars, fine if you want one. Solar, good. Wind, we'll see. So I hope Mr. Biden has plenty of sunscreen and makes some sense in his Sunbelt remarks. We need sane leadership here. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's get to the mail. Roger Hall, Leeds, Alabama. Bill, please get on board to help find a conservative who can beat Biden. Roger, not my job. Okay, it's not my job. My job is to watch everybody, not recruit, not root, not promote, not my job. Caroline, concierge member, please, we hope you check out that program. All I know is that my life was better under Trump than it is today. And that will be a decider in the election coming up. Daphne Lee, Plano, Texas. I'm really worried about Ron DeSantis' ability to sustain and prevail in his campaign. You think he and his team of campaign professionals will make it through the entire primary season? Well, he just changed his campaign manager, I think, last night. He's off to a rough start, DeSantis. But you got to cut him some slack. He's never done this before. So anybody counting him out now is... you know, he could definitely relaunch. Jeff McVie, Overland Park, Kansas. Bill, you said that in 1864, President Lincoln tried to save the Union by ignoring the Supreme Court when they told him he could not suspend habeas corpus. It was 1862. Lincoln did suspend habeas corpus, and the Supreme Court told him not to. But we were in the middle of a war. The Civil War. And Lincoln took on extraordinary powers because of the insurrection. That's how he got away with it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has a over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 595 years ago, farmers in rural Switzerland demanded local authorities initiate public investigations into hundreds of people. Their alleged crimes, conspiring with Satan. Here is the story. Today, the small Swiss region of Valais is famous for wine, tourism, and the Matterhorn Mountain. But in the early 15th century, the area was a site of Europe's first witch trials. In the summer of 1428, dozens of neighbors began accusing each other of secret pacts with the devil. Hundreds of people were arrested. Most of the accused were poor males, although some were educated. A third were women. On August 7, 1428, the first of the witch trials began. Under extreme torture, the alleged witches confessed to the following. They met at night in cellars, where the devil himself lectured them in the guise of a schoolmaster. In return for avoiding Catholic Mass and confession, Satan gifted his congregation with special powers. They could allegedly fly on chairs and brooms. Others admitted to the ability to shape-shift into wolves. Most declared the devil had granted them the power to kill their neighbors. Within 18 months, at least 200 people were executed in Switzerland for witchcraft. Some were decapitated, but most burned to death. The hunt quickly spread to other parts of Europe. More trials began in France, Germany, England, and Scotland. The Protestant Reformation in the 16th century caused even more witchcraft accusations between Catholics and Protestants. In total, 12,000 Europeans were executed for witchcraft. And here's something else you might not know. The hysteria spread to the New World, especially New England. I write about that in my upcoming book, Killing the Witches, The Horror of Salem, Massachusetts. That book, which will scare you, is out September 26th. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.